Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best TV, and we're at the Global Insurance Forum in Miami. Joining us now is Andrea Keenan. She's Executive Vice President and Chief Strategy Officer at AM Best. Andrea, so great to see you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Andrea, given the rapid economic and technology changes that we're seeing today, can companies risk not being innovative?
No. The short answer is no. There are so many ways to be innovative, though, and there are so many services out there that can help you be innovative and consultants who will help you be innovative. But as our CEO of AM Best Rating Services likes to say, if you were writing horse and buggies 200 years ago and you're writing auto insurance now, then you've been innovative for the entirety of your insurance company developing. So I'm not too worried that the insurers will find their way into the next chapter of what we're facing.
A lot of innovation focuses on creating efficiencies, but looking ahead 10 to 20 years, do you see bigger changes coming to the insurance business model?
I do. There's a lot more headed towards risk management and risk mitigation and resilience. So the insurers are working together with the risks that they're insuring in order to make sure that there is resilience. I mean, the fact that we're standing here in Miami with all these enormous buildings right on top of the water, certainly the buildings and the companies that are here right along the Intercoastal Waterway are all in need of innovating themselves and to work with their insurers to make sure that they can make it through the next storm. And that's going to be, I think, a big part of the future in cyber. That's a big example as well. We are just hearing that on some of the panels here at the forum, that cyber insurers are insisting that there be all kinds of preventative measures by their insureds to make sure that there is a relationship between those who are incurring the risk and those who are insuring it so that there is a possible future. And I think we're going to see more and more and more of that.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Are insurers successfully tapping into emerging markets in a way that serves the population's needs, yet is still profitable, or is that largely still a work in progress?
They are. There's the global insurers that are moving into the emerging markets, many who have been there for decades. And then there are the insurers that are developing in the emerging markets themselves that are from there. I mean, you've got Reunion in Argentina, you have Patria in Mexico, you have Africa Re in Africa. These companies have been working with the challenges of those markets and bringing capital to those markets for years. But it's evolving. Luckily, the regulatory environments are a little more flexible and allow for more pilot programs, so you can maybe have a little bit less of pressures on restrictions on pricing or restrictions on the information that you have to bring in, and make it a little more cost effective to bring insurance to those populations. But it is a challenge. The majority of the population in a lot of those countries can't really afford traditional insurance. So there's innovations in what we call micro insurance. There's innovations in the technology that are used to prevent risks from occurring and making things more sustainable. So I think a combination of the insurance community and the government communities and the donor communities are working together to try to get those economies to grow.
We're here in Miami, which is considered a gateway to Latin America. How do you see the Latin American markets compared with the global markets when it comes to innovation?
Heterogeneous. Not all of the countries are exactly as far along as the others. Brazil, for example, is a leader in innovation and in insurtech, and they've done a lot of investment in the sector, whereas some of the smaller economies have done less. But in cases where you have maybe one company that writes across the entire region, then like Chubb, for example, they are bringing innovation to all of their subs throughout the region. But where it comes from the country themselves, you see Brazil as a leader. I don't don't, and there's so much sharing of information there. The Latin American insurance industry is very good at organizing. They benefit from mostly a common language, aside from the Portuguese, but they'll gather together in regional forums and discuss these things. So I believe that there's a lot of sharing of technology as well.
Andrea, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you.
For AM Best TV in Miami, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.